Thank you and good morning. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza announced his plans to retire last week after holding the position for almost 6 years. Mendoza has an extensive career working for the city stretching back to the 80s when he started off as a bus driver for the city. He eventually became police chief in 2002 and by 2008 he took on the role of city manager. Mendoza commented on his decision to retire.
Well, it was definitely a hard decision to come to, but I think that it's the right time for myself and my family and also for the city to see some change and to go forward.
Mendoza reflected on the city's accomplishments during his time in office,
such as McDaniel Slough and our Foodworks, which are two programs that the city of Arcata has actually just applied to the League of California Cities for the Helen Putnam Award. So those are two items that I'm very proud of, but I can't take claim for them because a lot of people worked on those.
Mendoza retires on July 7th, and city council members will begin the search for his replacement soon, a search Mendoza will take part in. The Center for Biological Diversity has offered a reward of $2,500 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the poisoning death of a dog owned by scientist and researcher Dr. Murad Gabriel of Blue Lake. Gabriel's dog, Nixo, died on February 3rd after eating raw meat that had been laced with a lethal substance used in rodenticides. Officials at the Center for Biological Diversity suspect that the poisoning of the dog was due to Gabriel's work in researching the effects rodenticides have on wildlife. The center is working to get the rodenticides banned from use, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Fortuna police arrested 43-year-old Sandra Belisle on Friday, and she was booked into jail on a list of charges including auto theft, burglary, forgery, and possession of stolen property. The investigation began last Wednesday when a truck was reported stolen from Dave's 76 service station on Main Street. The truck had been dropped off for service, and employees found it had been stolen overnight when they returned to work. Surveillance video at the scene led to police identifying Belisle as the woman who stole the truck's keys while she used a forged check to pay for other service. With assistance from Rio Del Police, Fortuna officers served a search warrant at Belisle's residence on Acacia Drive and found the keys to the stolen truck, fraudulent checks, stolen property, and drug paraphernalia. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic collision that sent a 5-year-old boy to Oakland Children's Hospital with major injuries. The driver of the pickup truck, David Drake of Hoopa, was headed southbound on 96 near Marshall Lane when the 5-year-old boy, Freedom McPherson, crossed into the truck's path. McPherson suffered major injuries and was first taken to Mad River Hospital before being transferred to Oakland. Drake was uninjured in the collision and impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news on this President's Day. It's been raining in Northern California and in Southern Oregon. It's been raining a lot, in fact. The region has seen a series of winter storms over the past week that has left streams and creeks running high and residents welcoming the precipitation, even if it was a bit extreme in Del Norte and Curry counties. While the rain is very welcome, it will do little to offset the impacts drought is having in our region, as well as in the rest of California and other regions of Oregon. Ranchers in both California and Oregon are selling stock because they can't grow enough feed to provide for their herds, and that means they have to spend money purchasing enough food for cattle. Add in the loss or potential loss of crops due to drought in the Central Valley, and humans will see higher prices at the grocery store for their fruits and vegetables. Both the state and federal governments have taken steps to address drought issues, but money can only go so far in regions where water is an important currency in the economic health of our communities. And the Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods will hold a special board meeting in Fort Bragg today at the Fort Bragg Town Hall. The board will discuss recommendations from school administrators to close down the Mendocino and Garberville campuses in a cost-saving move. And that's the news on this Monday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.